talk to you a little bit about our, remind me again, Peter David, what is it again?
The stewardship drive.
I am supposed to talk to you about the final leg of our stewardship drive. And I thank Rita David and Father Nicholas for speaking the previous Sundays about it, because I'm sure glad I didn't have to talk to you, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing me talk to you about tithing, so I wanted them to talk to you. But I will just say a few things very quickly. What I want as your pastor is that everyone, without exception, gives to the church. The amount is not a critical thing to me. What's critical to me, as your pastor now, is that you would give of your fruits to God, and it will increase your faith. I know this to be true in my own life, and I know this to be true in the lives of those I have counseled. We have actually a startling statistic. I believe 24% of our membership didn't give any promise of tithe to the church the past year. Zero. I would like that number to be nothing. I'd like nobody to have not promised something to the church on a monthly basis. If it is $5 or $500, something that your conscience allows you to give, this is my wish for you as a pastor. And I want to tell you that the Scripture speaks of this too. The Apostle Paul says, "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what a man hath, and not according to what he hath not." So if you're willing, if you find that it's important to cast your bread upon the waters, then you will promise to give some certain amount to the church. The only people that will know about it are Father Nicholas and me, and probably just him, because I don't really pay attention. So only him as the treasurer. And give it on a regular basis with faith. And then your faith will be increased. In Deuteronomy it says, "Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, thy wine, and thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and thy flocks." And here comes the important part. "That thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always." I say emphatically that if we do not give of our substance to God, we cannot learn to fear him. It won't happen. It just won't. So my wish for you as your pastor is that everyone who considers this parish to be their home would give on a regular basis to the upkeep of the parish. I'm not asking you for great sums of money. I'm asking for some of your heart, because the Lord wants your heart. And I tell you, if you haven't up to this point done this, doing it will be difficult. It'll test your faith, and it will increase your faith. So that is what my wish is for you, that all of us would give something to the church, and that it would increase our faith, both as individually and as a community.